invigorate the soul, uplift the heart, and steer in the right direction. Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Patrick from the SOH Network, and today's Ancient Tales of Wisdom story is Confucius Discusses the Fate of a Nation. King Lu Ergong asked Confucius, "Is it true that the fate of a nation is determined by heaven and not just the actions of men?" Confucius answered, "The fate of your country will depend on your own actions. Special phenomena cannot alone change the fate of your nation." The king said, "Okay, could you please provide me some facts regarding this statement?" Confucius said, "During King Zhao's period of the Song Dynasty, near the city wall of the capital, there was a little bird that gave birth to a big bird. The king consulted a soothsayer about it. The soothsayer said, 'Whenever a small thing gives birth to a big thing, it means that the nation will unify the land and the nation shall become more and more prosperous.' The king thus became very complacent. He thought that he could just depend on the omen. He stopped working hard in ruling his country and became extremely brutal towards his officials and the people. None of the officials in the imperial court were able to stop him. In the end, outside enemies attacked their country and overthrew the Shang dynasty. This is an example of a good omen that brought disaster. The reason being that the king gave up good actions and disobeyed the law of heaven. In comparison, during the time of King Zhao's ancestor, King Tao Wu, the morality in society was very bad, and the laws of the nation were very chaotic. This had caused the growth of an abnormal plant which grew inside the imperial compound. It grew very quickly. Within 7 days, it was large enough for two people to embrace it. The king consulted a soothsayer, and the soothsayer said, 'This type of wild plant should not grow inside the imperial compound, but now it does. It means that the nation is about to come to an end.' King Tao Wu was very scared. He began to watch his actions carefully. And he also thought about how the earlier kings ruled the nation correctly and cared about the people. Within 3 years, many kings of other countries heard about King Tao Wu's great virtue, and as many as 16 kings had sent their messengers to visit and pay their respects to the Shang dynasty. This is an example of giving up bad actions, and as a result, the supposedly bad omen had turned out good. Therefore, when heaven makes special phenomena and disasters appear, it is heaven's warning to rulers. When the officials dream about strange and meaningful stories, it is heaven's warning to the officials. Disasters and strange phenomena will not defeat the good policies and good decrees of a nation. Dreams will not defeat high morals and great virtues. If one can do things like this, giving up bad actions and following good actions, this would be the best way of governing a country. Only the wise kings are able to do so." King Lu Ergong said, Your teachings will serve precisely to correct my ignorance. It is so wonderful to hear your teachings. King Ta Wu gave up bad actions and became honest, and his country began to flourish. Whereas King Zhao gave up good actions and became evil, and his country was destroyed. And the reflection in today's world is the present leaders of China, notorious for the human rights atrocities and unscrupulous methods of ruling the country. They are in dire straits, with their failed attempts to settle the massive and crippling unrest throughout China. With the Chinese people more than ever desperately unhappy and rebelling against the treachery toward them. With an uplifting of the Chinese Communist Party's methods of rule and its overall moral nature as a whole, there could be a gradual settling of the people and harmony naturally blossom in the royal court and beyond. I would like to thank the production team here at SOH for the creation of Ancient Tales of Wisdom. So from the team here at SOH, thanks for your company, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. We here at SOH hope we will see you for our next installment on the SOH Radio Network.